We will now call the meeting to order at this time, and may everyone please stand. We will pledge allegiance to the flag, and please remain standing as the invocation will be given by Richard Hanshu from the Sunshine Community Church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you please bow your heads with me? Heavenly Father, we come before you today. Lord, as we prepare to come into session for this meeting, we ask that you, Lord, bless these supervisors and these leaders, Lord God, that you would mend their hearts together and their minds, Lord, for the benefit of the people that they represent. Lord God, that you would bring constant peace, blessing, and oversight. We give you praise and glory in your name. Amen.
Thank you very much. At this time, we will go into the election of the 2017 Chairman and Vice Chairman for Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors. Do I have a motion?
Yes, I would like to make a motion that we nominate Supervisor Vito Chiesa as Chair and as Vice Chair, Supervisor Jim DeMartini.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is now passed. Thank you. Excuse me, I shall move.
Oh yeah, there we go. I was told.
Oh, sorry, we didn't do it. Sorry.
That was it. One to the side.
Okay.
There we go.
It's okay, yeah. No, we're good.
That was a pretty tepid yes vote on my part. So, before you sit down, Supervisor, or Mr. Chairman, I have a little gift to give to you, as we always do. So as you know, we rotate the chairmanship. You get a one year where you're the mayor, and then you move on. And nobody's lining up to do it, to say the least, because it's a lot of work outside, presenting certificates, trying to keep the meeting flowing. And Supervisor Monteith has done a fantastic job the last year. We always present him with a little gavel. So this is the easy part. So there you go, Supervisor. But today is an important day for Supervisor Monteith. It's his 10-year service award. He's been with the county 10 years. He's in the middle of his third term. So we do this from time to time, usually in December, but for the supervisor, we do it in January because we're sworn in January. A few things that you might not know about Dick is his volunteerism. He's been a firm believer in that for many years. He's on the Aging and Veterans Committee and the Capital Facilities Committee. Now think about it, the county, we have a new coroner's facility, we've got the new AB 900 jail facility, we've got the psychiatric health facility. We can go on and on and on. It's been probably one of the most congested, if that's the right word. The only place you had any job security for the last 4 years was in capital projects. And so in reality, and it's been a big assignment. So we thank him for that. He's an original member of the Effective Partnership Evaluation Team, and that's what the county's all about. It's about collaboration between different folks. And he's been sitting on the Modesto Gospel Mission Board, and again, he's a tremendous volunteer, and he's a great supervisor to work with. He's taught me a lot, and I appreciate everything. So on behalf of the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors, I congratulate you on your 10-year anniversary.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for the opportunity to be your supervisor for the past 10 years. It truly has been a privilege, and also it's been very exciting to work with board members who none of them are a wilting lily. They will all speak their piece. But after the vote, we continue to work, and we're still viable. That is really a pleasure. That is really quite a exposure that very few people get to be involved in the political arena. I believe our new supervisor can vouch for that. Also, I'd like to thank all of our staff members for all the contributions they've contributed to Stanislaus County. Not only that, I'd like to thank all of those in the county who volunteered, who've been on various committees, and you are the people that carry out the wishes of the county, and we become stronger and stronger. So without going into any more detail, I just want to say thank you very much for the opportunity, and we will continue to work on and continue to attempt to increase the livelihood in Stanislaus County so that all can enjoy and have the life they would like to have. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, as I get situated and trying to remember what I'm doing up here, forgive me if I'm a little slow. So we're now moving on to public comment period. It's an opportunity for anyone in the public to comment on anything that is not on today's posted agenda. The board may not take action on anything. It is essentially a listening session. Please keep your comments limited to 5 minutes, and please state your name for the record. I have two yellow cards. The first one is Ms. Deborah Harper. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year. Welcome back to Modesto. Ms. Olson? Thank you.
Deborah, could you pull the mic down just a little bit? Thank you.
Shout out to Mike, by the way. Thank you. My name is Deborah Harper. I am currently trying to reside in Stanislaus County, Modesto and beyond, and I just want to state for the record for 2017 that I love every one of you and every human being in this county and beyond. We can disagree at the wazoo, but as human beings, I love every single one of you. That's just what Christ puts on my heart to do. And I can definitely disagree with you. So I've spoken over the years about a lot of things. I respectfully demurred during Will O'Brien's exit meeting. In 2005, I had a so-called lumpectomy on my right breast. Turns out that it wasn't cancer. They called it a 0.4 centimeter piece of cancer, put me through all kinds of trauma through the Stanislaus County health path. Okay. Dr. Harrington did the lumpectomy. She talked about a double mastectomy. Didn't tell me why. It was a 0.4 centimeter, which is nothing for to mention a double mastectomy over. And they said I had benign breast masses. They didn't specify what they were. And nobody has acknowledged exactly what this benign breast mass is. It is a life form that has sucked the tissue throughout my body because it's not just in my breast. And I have CTs of x-rays, MRIs, and CTs that show these foreign objects in my body that not one person has acknowledged. I've gone to other areas. I have endured a lot of hostility because I'm pointing out that something's there that nobody wants to acknowledge. Respectfully and prayerfully, you can see the profile of the clear damage in the right breast where Dr. James Hungola stapled one of these multiple foreign objects to my breast to where they can sit there and just degenerate. So in the process of going out of town, I was able to go through Doctor's Medical Center here with everybody giving me every mental health label on the book. Went through Social Security. They gave me mental labels that are not substantiated to avoid the actual physical degeneration. I went to Barton Health in Tahoe. Somebody broke my Volkswagen by breaking the fuse in my vehicle. I didn't have a clue what was going on. But I ended up in the ER because I'm at a higher altitude. I was just going in and out that day for some research. So I was stuck in Tahoe for a few days because there's two VW places, and I was just supposed to be there in and out. So the altitude sent me to the ER. Nurse Bradford is in the Doctors Medical Center ER. The CEO of Barton Medical is Bradford. And I say this respectfully, because we have a lot of awesome people in every county that I've traveled through. But we need to upgrade and evolve in our health care, in a lot of areas, actually. Thank you for all of your effort, and congratulations for your tenure. It's just, can we start talking about applying upgraded standards in 2017? We've let everything go. And I've endured a lot of hostility because I'm pointing out the truth. And I'm carrying CDs with me right now that show these physical abnormalities that are being ignored. And all I get is, you're yelling. I'm suspended from the Stanislaus County Libraries because everybody's falsely accusing me of yelling everywhere. Well, that's another story. You know, I worked at PG&E and lived with a guy named Robert Hondeville. Somebody put meth in the coffee. I didn't know what meth was. Didn't know that people use meth in the coffee. So maybe I yelled at some point because we disagreed about something because I didn't know what was going on. I didn't even have a clue what meth was. So everybody and their brother are telling me that I'm yelling when I'm not yelling because they're memorializing these irresponsible events that shouldn't have ever occurred, in addition to the irresponsible health care. I was tossed off the buses when I filed medical board complaints for the very clear physical abnormalities. Okay, so I have to wrap it up. So I just pray that we can evolve, use all this awesome power and influence that we have in this community to function things in 2017. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Harper. Next up, we have Miguel Donoso. Welcome, Miguel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Congratulations on your selection. I present to the Board of Supervisor memo in regard to the subjects and issues. The number one subject is who, the DA, what, no credibility, where in the office or the office, when for the last 12 months, and how we're going to pay for this case. I believe, Mr. Chairman and members of the Board of Supervisors, that you were elected to represent us and work for us. I believe that the case of DA versus Mr. Carson is overdue, and we're losing a lot of money, maybe a million. And the next, after she resigned, because I'm for sure she's going to resign, because of no credibility in her department. And then the civil suit they're going to come to you, it's more millions. So the administrator, the chief administrator have a job to do. The legal counsel already supposed to do a job in regard to how much the legal status is supposed to support. And the Treasury Department or whoever's in charge of the money, separate from the administrator, how much money are we going to continue to pay for this case, knowing that credibility is not there no more. So I'm asking and telling you personally that she has to resign. And your job is to stop in regard to the budget process that she's supposed to accumulate or receive for the whole year or this coming year or this year. So I'm asking you to consider and to understand how much power that lady have, and at the same time she not have no power. It's double standard, because she's playing with double standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Donoso. That's all cards I have. Anyone else like to address this board?
Yes, sir, Loretta Carhart. The reason I'm would like to ask is on property here in the Stanislaus County, I understand that you guys are also with their roads and all that stuff. We need help on our roads that are in the county where we've got traffic driving like heck, and we don't have lights on all lines. Also, some of our roads don't have good light for people waiting on buses or even waiting on our county buses and our city buses. And some of those roads are county. I'd like to know if we can help get lights on some of those for our stoplight, I mean for our stop places, for buses. I don't know if that's done through the county or not, but if it is, that's something we definitely need. And also, I'd like to know, can a person driving a car make a right-hand turn off a street on a red light if there's people walking across? This happened the other day on one of our county roads, and a lady and a man almost got hit. The woman fell down, the car took off, and it doesn't seem to matter. How come we don't have cameras on those areas?
Okay. I'm going to tell you, Public Works Director Matt Machado, raise your hand. He's going to meet with you in the back. Really quick, you can give him your address, tell him where you live.
Thank you.
See what we can do. Thank you very much for coming. Anyone else? Okay, seeing none, we're going to move on to the consent calendar. I'm going to pull D2 for a separate vote. Would any other board member like to pull anything?
No.
Anyone in the public like to pull or comment on any of the items on the consent agenda? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Please move.
A motion.
A second.
And a very slow second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Okay, D2 for separate consideration. D2, I have a conflict. We do business with one of the applicants, so I am going to step aside, and I'm going to ask the vice chairman to come up and take care of this one issue.
Let the record show that Supervisor Chiesa has left the dais and is out of the room. Okay, I'll entertain a motion on this.
A motion to approve item D2.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion's carried.
Okay, moving on to item B8, approval of the annual progress report for the Stanislaus County Employee Mentor Program. And Mr. Keith Boggs, and I don't see Tara, but Keith Boggs presenting.
Good morning, Chairman Chiesa.
Good morning.
Members of the board, CEO Risen, Council Doring, congratulations, Supervisor Olson. A new path, a new journey. And congratulations, Senator, on a wonderful. Where are you? You're all changed around. Wonderful term. Keith Boggs here, Assistant Executive Officer, here this morning to speak briefly on the status of our Employee Mentor Program, now entering its 19th consecutive year of service. The Employee Mentor Program continues to thrive. On average, 100-plus employees participate annually in the program. In 2016, 110 Stanislaus County employees participated. We're closing in on breaking 28,000 total mentor hours, and I'll talk to that in a moment. My first slide is dark. I belabored over my PowerPoint presentation. We have grown our school sites from one school initially in year one to 7 locations today. We've reached out to the community for partnership, and the community is responding big time with relationships fostered with Modesto City Schools, Stanislaus Office of Education, Lions 500 Service Club, the City of Houston, the City of Modesto, Wells Fargo Corporation, and several community and faith-based volunteers. To date, 27,713.65 total hours have been volunteered during lunchtime, after work, and on personal time. And to put that into perspective, this would equate to 13.3 full-time employees for an entire year. Now, several key highlights from this past cycle include the City of Houston, now in their second full year, have 11 adult mentors in Houston. Hats off to the Houston City Council, Houston School District, and City Manager Mendez. I know that Raul was in the room, my brother. Thank you so much for carrying the baton. Excuse me. The City of Modesto, also in their second full year, have 10 employees participating in the program. Shout out to City Manager Holgerson and his leadership team. The Office of Education is now boasting 70 employees participating, up from 42 last year. Total mentor participation during calendar year 2016 equals 212 adults. That equates also to 95 students, because some of them are team-based, onesie-twosies, several three-person teams. We've added a student tracking protocol. Thank you, Supervisor Withrow, for that insight. A short pre-post assessment for each of our proteges, and as expected, we are seeing significant in-year progress on several levels, including basic foundational skills, reading comprehension, rate, reading accuracy, social skills, and student attendance. And we all know the old adage, if you don't go, you don't learn. As each of you know, January is National Mentor Awareness Month. These few weeks are a time when those who are passionate about youth development have the opportunity to stand up and stand forward for this very important cause. On January 26, 2017, a couple of Thursday nights from now, we will hold our annual mentor program celebration, which is always a ton of fun and includes all of our school partners, our organizational partners, parents, teachers, our students and their siblings, and of course, our wonderful employees. I'd like to formally invite each and every one of you to participate on the 26th of January. It's truly an act of love, and it unfolds right in front of your eyes, even though it's cardboard pizza and plastic salad. It's a shindig. Before I close, I would like to give a shout out to Sierra Vista and their Regional Mentoring Alliance and the upcoming Regional Mentor Summit, which will be held on January 20 at California State University in Stanislaus. I believe that's their fourth annual. And at this point, I would humbly request that you approve the annual progress report. Allow me to introduce our reigning Mentor of the Year, at least for a few more weeks, Ms. Tamara Thomas from the Chief Executive Office, to accept the proclamation naming January 2017 as National Mentor Awareness Month here in Stanislaus County. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have about program.
Any questions? Mr. Boggs, comments? Supervisor Withrow?
No questions, just comment. Keith, this is, as always, we say this every year, just what a great thing you've done here with this mentoring program. It's just amazing the results that, you know, what a difference this makes in our community. And so all the hard work that you put in this, all the volunteers you've gotten, and I want to point out my wife who is out here.
You beat me.
I'm sorry. Who has participated in it. Kristen, raise your hand so everyone can
tag
see.
Team.
Who I started off with this, and Kristen has filled in and taken over for me for this, for the most part. And so anyway, just great stuff that you've done here, and very much appreciate you and all the volunteers, everybody who's involved in this, just what a difference this program makes. So thank you very much.
It means a lot, and it has, I think, sustained in large part because of the folks that are sitting at that dais right now. Multiple folks at that dais have participated and or are participating today with spouses and significant others and multiple department heads. And I think the magic of the program, especially in the team-based era, is we will have an elected official or a department head and a midline manager and a line staff person on a team. So the child gets the benefit of these three different perspectives, but at the same time, the team has an opportunity to have a connection that maybe they wouldn't necessarily already have. So it's a happy accident. It wasn't a strategy, but I thank you for your kind words.
Supervisor Monteith, did you want?
Yes, I would like to praise everyone also who's been involved. There's one thing, when you take the time to share your talents with someone else, you know, each one has been given a special gift, and that gift isn't for just you, it's to share with other people. And that gift is so unique. I'll just say this, there's never been a person like you before, and there never will be another person like you. And if you do not find your gift and you never share it with someone when you leave this world, your special gift is lost forever. That's how unique and special you are. So when you invest that gift with someone else, your gift lives forever. And I just want to thank everyone who's been involved. Thank you.
Very good. Okay, so nothing else. I'll take a motion to approve.
I believe Ms. Thomas is here to accept the proclamation.
Yeah. I'm going to do the motion first, okay. Pass it, and then I'm going to drag her up here to make sure that we're going to actually have a mentoring month.
I will make a motion to approve all staff recommendations.
All right. We have a motion.
Second it.
And we have a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I'm sorry, Deborah, did you?
No problem.
You want to comment on this? Come on up. No reason you can't comment. I'm sorry.
I just thought it was standard procedure.
It is standard procedure when the chairman knows what he's doing. I told you to.
I'm not trying to highlight
to
that.
Allow me a day or two.
I'm not trying to highlight that. I'm sorry. Yeah. This is an awesome thing. And again, thank you for all of everyone's efforts. As a public citizen, I'm thanking everyone for their efforts. And just want to clarify one thing, and that is social skills does not include the internet, coffee meth, or working out. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Tamara, come on up. So the chairman always saves their comments till they get up here. And there's two slides you need to remember, 19 consecutive years and 27,000 hours. And this is all the brainchild of Mr. Keith Boggs, who's an assistant CEO of Stanislaus County. I can't say it enough, Keith, without your leadership on this, it wouldn't have grown. I know you're going to give everyone else credit, but truly it wouldn't have. Raul Mendez from the City of Houston has now taken your model and he's extrapolating it out to the City of Houston. So it's growing legs, it's like a spider. That's fantastic. And I will go so far as to say this is the beginning of Focus on Prevention. It just started 19 years ago because this is exactly what the county's looking at, changing lives, making a generational change. So I appreciate all of that. Also, it fits right in with the volunteerism that Supervisor Monteith always talks about. You don't have to get paid to do good all the time, right? You can, we, outside of everyone's work, you can spend some time mentoring, doing just about anything, helping our community, picking up trash, doing something to make your community a better place. With that, we have the last year's 2015's Mentor of the Year. We haven't chose 2016's Mentor of the Year yet. And Tamara Thomas, it doesn't surprise, she's got 17 of the 19 years, so she's been doing this. And I don't need to tell you, she's got kids, they're on the internet, they're playing in the band, she's as busy as ever, and she takes time to make the community better, just what we were talking about. So very excited to have you up here to accept this, and I'm going to let you say a few words before I read the proclamation.
Thank you, Supervisor Chiesa. It's my great honor to stand up here and accept the proclamation this year. You know, when I went into a higher education setting, the mantra was enter to learn, go forth to serve. And I've been very fortunate through this program to take that and apply it in my running of a department and my encouragement of staff to get involved in their community. There is nothing more rewarding, and I think you'll hear every mentor who has participated, especially over a number of years, say that the real reward comes when you sit down with that child who is disadvantaged in whatever way and are able to fill a hole and a stopgap for that child and allow them to be successful. They need as many opportunities as they possibly can, and when we talk about true service, it's really about how do we change that next generation to allow them to come back and serve in the community, and we've seen examples of that already with children who have been mentored. So it's my great honor and privilege on behalf of the county employees who are part of the mentoring program to accept this today. My thanks to the board who have always been supportive on this initiative, and to Mr. Boggs for his continued support and brainchild and not giving up. I think when we talk about true leadership, it's about sustaining programs that work and matter and make a difference. And we certainly have seen that through the board and through the leadership in Stanislaus County on this initiative. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Teach you guys how to read a resolution. So therefore, be it resolved that the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors does hereby unanimously proclaim January 2017 as Mentor Awareness Month in Stanislaus County and encourages all adults to become positive and powerful role models for the youth of our county.
Thank you very much. It's a great meeting to start out as chair, right? Something good for the community. So that's it for the agenda items. We have no scheduled matters, correspondence. If you want to go through, if you guys want the public, just so you know, we have correspondence on there. Do we have any Board of Supervisor reports?
We typically
don't. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. There we go. Back to correspondence number one.
This board has received a letter requesting the change of school district election from odd to even years for the Empire Union School District.
Refer to the clerk recorder and registrar of voters.
This board has received a copy of the comprehensive annual financial report of the Stanislaus County Employees Retirement Association, STANSERA, for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2016.
Acknowledge receipt of the report.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Do we have any Board of Supervisor reports? I'm going to do something I wanted to introduce. We have a couple of new field reps, Sandra Loza, which is my field rep right here in the front row for any of you folks. And then we have Evelyn Rojas in the, it's not Evelyn Rojas now. You have a married name. What is it?
Starman.
Evelyn Starman. In the back row in the red, who will be working with Supervisor Olson. So in case anyone wants to get a hold of us. And moving on to Legislative Fiscal and Management Report, Chief Executive.
All right, thank you, Chairman. First of all, an announcement pursuant to County Code 2.04.030, the Chief Executive Officer has compiled the average base salary paid to county supervisors in the counties of Fresno, Kern, Madera, Monterey, Merced, Sacramento, San Joaquin, and Tulare as of the first day of July 2016, and determined that the base salary of the County Board of Supervisors is more than 20% below the average base salary for the comparable counties, and that the assessment, the Stanislaus County assessment roll for the 2016-17 fiscal year exceeded the assessment roll for the prior year. So as a result of those determinations per county code, the base salary of the Board of Supervisors will increase by 3.75% to $6,530 per month effective the first full pay period after January 1st, 2017, which was this past Saturday. And the chairman of the board base salary will increase to $7,314 per month. Secondly, I want to acknowledge the great work of our Office of Emergency Services and their staff and all the teams that participated. They spent numerous hours over the last week and all weekend in what was originally appearing to be a pretty fierce storm with the rainfall originally predicted in the 3 to 5 inch rain in the valley and up to 10 to 15 inches up in Sonora area in the foothills. And consequently, they worked very closely with TID in monitoring the situation. Obviously, when the storm arrived, it didn't have quite the force that was predicted. But it was really, I think, an important preparation, and we're just thankful that we avoided any issues. We're going to continue to monitor things closely because the next month could still pose to be a challenge as predicting a series of storms coming through. But I just wanted to acknowledge the good work and the dedication led by Chief Skiles. And for everyone who gave up part of their weekend to make sure that we stayed on top of this, my appreciation. Finally, today the governor will be releasing his proposed budget for 17-18. We've heard inclinations initial comments that this budget may not be favorable for counties, and so we're concerned. So. We will ask our department heads to respond as quickly as possible in analyzing the budget when it's released so that we can begin to quantify impacts to our organization, and we'll ask you to help go to bat for us where necessary. So that concludes my report.
Thank you. If there's nothing else for the good of the order, we're going to adjourn our regularly scheduled meeting, but we do have a closed session.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have closed session this morning to have conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision D1. This involves one case, Naomi Elias et al. Versus County of Stanislaus et al., Stanislaus County Superior Court, case number 663544. We do not expect a report out on this matter.
And it would be appropriate to ask if anyone wants to comment. Are we going to close session? All right, seeing none, we're going to take about a 10-minute break really quick so I can take some pictures, and then we'll meet in closed session. This meeting's adjourned.